It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
What would a three-time New York Times bestselling author, columnist, and practitioner with master's degrees in both nutrition science and public health do to look beautiful from the inside out? Well, David, we are so lucky to have the answers from the fantastic and absolutely drop-dead gorgeous Cynthia Sass, who is all of the above. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, Lisa and David. So good to talk to you today.
Thank you for joining us. And I have a feeling Lisa's excited you're here. Can you tell?
Well, Lisa is one of my favorite people on the entire planet, so it's always a pleasure to talk to her under any circumstances.
Okay, I'm going to have to work hard so I can get in that ranking, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, the pressure's on, David.
Okay, now I'm nervous. Okay, I'm going to stutter here. No, I get excited because, in seeing what you've accomplished and all, but I got to ask you, before we go any further, what keeps you so motivated to live a healthier lifestyle?
To me, it's all about quality of life. You know, when I think about the impact of how we eat, how we live, how we take care of ourselves in terms of our ability to enjoy life and just be able to be independent and travel and spend time with people we love and have adventures and do all the things that really make us feel like we're living our life instead of just existing, that's what really keeps me going.
I've got a saying, and it applies to that. It's not just the years in your life, but the life in your years. And if you think about that, that's really what you're saying is how to have a better quality of life, because we're all here for whatever length of time that is, and the key is to get the most out of it. And by remaining healthy and being confident and just enjoying every day. So but I got to tell you, okay, one thing you talk about is something called a 5-piece puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Tell the listeners about it, because I want to learn a little bit more, too. I got the tip here, but enough to be dangerous. So share with us, what's your 5-piece puzzle?
Okay, so my 5-piece puzzle is really the premise of the core eating plan in my newest book, Sass Yourself Slim. And SASS, the SASS and the Sass Yourself Slim, SASS is my last name, but it also is an acronym that stands for Simple and Satisfying Solution. And I feel like that's what this 5-piece puzzle is. So it's a way of putting meals together that tells you what to eat, how much, why, and when. And the 5 puzzle pieces are: number 1, produce, so fruits or vegetables; number 2, whole grains; number 3, a lean protein, which can either be vegetarian, vegan, or an omnivore lean protein; number 4, a plant-based fat, so a good heart-healthy fat; and then number 5 is natural seasonings, which I call slimming and satiating seasonings, and those are things like herbs and spices, citrus juice and zest, tea, which I use as a seasoning as well as a beverage. So once you know what these 5 puzzle pieces are and how much of each one to include in a meal, you can use this strategy to build meals that have a broad spectrum of nutrients. So everything your body needs shows up for work in that meal, and you have the perfect balance of good carbs, slow-burning carbs that keep your energy and blood sugar and insulin levels nice and stable, but not enough carbs to feed your fat cells, which you're trying to shrink. And then you've got the lean protein, which is going to help rev up your metabolism and help you maintain muscle mass or build muscle mass as you slim down. And then the good fats, which also add that satiety factor. That fat helps delay the emptying of your stomach, so it keeps you fuller longer and delays the return of hunger. And we know that certain fats also help boost metabolism in the hours after eating. And then you've got these antioxidant-rich herbs and spices and the produce, and those antioxidants are so critical because they act like little bodyguards that protect your cells from the aging and disease and really help keep you kind of optimized from head to toe. So I'll give you an example of a couple of meals that fit the 5-piece puzzle, because I also have 100 recipes or meals in the book that do just that, as well
awesome.
As a DIY chapter that shows you how to build your own if you like to build your own. But for example, if you make a stir fry, you can have lots of colorful vegetables in there, whatever's in season or whatever you like to have as your produce puzzle piece. And then as your whole grain, you can have wild rice or brown rice, just a small scoop of that on the bottom of the plate. And then for your lean protein, if you're vegan, it could be something like edamame or tofu or beans. Or if you're a vegetarian or an omnivore, it could be shrimp or salmon or chicken or turkey or whatever you eat that's in the lean protein puzzle piece. And then for the plant-based fat, you can either use some sesame oil in a stir fry, or you can add some sliced almonds on top of the stir fry or some black sesame seeds. And then for the natural seasonings, I have a stir fry sauce that I make, which is made from a combination of brown rice vinegar, a little splash of in-season citrus juice, so it could be tangerine or blood orange juice or whatever's in season, some roasted garlic, some fresh grated ginger, and a little crushed red pepper or a chopped up chili pepper. So you're going to stir fry the vegetables and the protein in that sauce, and then you're going to put it over a bed of your rice and maybe top it with some sliced almonds or some black sesame seeds, or you can throw a little oil in with that stir fry sauce and then top it with your protein. And you've got this perfectly balanced meal that's aromatic, has lots of vibrant colors in it, has lots of textures, and it's going to give you this balance that sort of everything that you need shows up for work, and you don't have any of the things that we don't want excessive amounts of. We don't want refined carbs. We don't want sugar. We don't want salt. We don't want those things. So you can replace those with these other things that give you the nutrition that you really need and the satisfaction that helps to regulate your hunger hormones and really helps you to stay nourished and well and satisfied as you slim down.
Okay, let me ask you. Now, you've got some great recipes, and they're going to be in the book. So through your book, I can revisit it. But you've hit on some things. If I go to the grocery store right now to get some of these things, what tips do you have? For somebody like me who's going, you've named many, many ingredients. But what tips do you have of maybe some things I should look out for, avoid, or what other changes can I make? You know, what would you suggest for somebody like me when I go to the grocery store next?
Well, I think it's all about, you know, the clean eating movement has really grown, which I'm so thrilled about, because we want to eat foods as close to their natural state as possible. So when you go to get some whole grain, for example, and you look at the ingredient list and the only ingredient is brown rice or wild rice or oats, then you know that you're getting something that really has not been processed, the nutrients haven't been stripped from it. So I think in reading ingredient lists is the most important thing that you can do. A lot of people still look at calories or, you know, grams of this or that, and I don't. In the book, my philosophy is not to count. It's really to use this visual puzzle of putting the right amount of each puzzle piece in a meal to balance your diet and not look at counting calories or grams or counting points or tracking anything. Everything falls into place when you have these simple, clean foods that are put together in the right proportions. So when you buy anything that's in a package, a box, you know, anything like that, look at the ingredients, and that's really going to tell you what you're putting into your body. And then everything else really optimally should be fresh. So fresh in-season produce and, you know, things like fresh avocado as maybe your plant-based fat, which is, you know, to me, one of my favorite things to put into a meal. So fresh, and then when you buy things that are packaged, things that when you read the ingredient list, you know exactly what it is.
Great idea.
Yeah, Cynthia, I totally agree. I am a big clean eater. And I think one of the problems is there's so many diet foods. I won't name any of the big companies, but they have, oh, this bar or this cereal or this, but there's like 500 ingredients in it. And it's so discouraging. Just watch your portions. Like you're saying, the five puzzle solution is brilliant. And you know, this show is all about beauty from the inside out. And all the foods you mentioned are going to do just that.
Yes, you know what? It's really interesting because so many of my clients and people that have bought the books, I'm still in private practice counseling real people. I do that, you know, in person as well as long distance. And so when I hear from people and they send me their food journals, they'll often tell me that people are saying to them, did you do something different? You know, did you get any work done, or are you using a new beauty product? Because their skin starts to really transform. And what's really interesting about that is that there's some research specifically about fruits and vegetables and how they can improve your looks.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, Cynthia, how do we learn more about you?
Well, I am all over the social media, so I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, but if you go to my website, which is just CynthiaSass.com, so it's just, you know, my last name is like sassy without the Y on the end, CynthiaSass.com, and it has links to my Twitter, my Facebook, and also I can, you know, people also send me questions through my website. And I also do, you know, coaching long distance. So if someone wants to set up a coaching session, or of course, they can, you know, get the book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
Oh, Cynthia, you are such a gem. I absolutely love having you on. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.